96.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be, and 6:31 and 15 seconds to go right along with it on a wet and soggy and rainy Tuesday evening right here on Your Fan New York City. Steve Summers here and you there. Michael Fliegelman, Corey Aaron. They on the other side of the glass. And 1-877-337-6666 for the Rainout Tuesday Schmooze right up until JJ After Dark at 10 right here on Your Fan New York City. And certainly, we're not going to hear, I'm sure, one complaint at all about any rain today. Not with Harvey and the Gulf of Mexico overtaking the state of Texas. So tomorrow at the place next door, and you know by now, at the place next door tomorrow, a straight doubleheader beginning at 1 with Garcia scheduled in game 1 and Jordan Montgomery, your starter, in game number 2. And of course, this is going to work out good when you start thinking about the four games upcoming with the Red Sox, because with what happened today and what we'll see tomorrow, weather permitting, and it's supposed to be decent enough to play baseball, it's all pushing CC and everybody else back a day. And with that, you're going to have CC going on Thursday, Gray going on Friday, Tanaka on Saturday, and Severino and Sale on Sunday night. And right now, as you know, no doubt, the Yankees have a nice, what's comfortable already with the before and after team that they are. They can score 100 runs in one game and then go how many innings without a run at all. But right now, you can say yes. As we live for the moment, you can say, yes, the Yankees have a comfortable lead as the number one wild card over Minnesota, and that lead is 3 games. Minnesota, by the way, has the 1-game lead over the Angels for that second wild card, and yes, half the American League is right behind the Twins with 6 teams within 3 games of that second wild card. And of all the teams fighting for that second wild card, the Twins have the strength of schedule lead, taking on teams the rest of the way with the lowest winning percentage. Did I say lowest winning percentage right away? That would be the good segue to lead into another New York baseball team with a game tonight. As you know, the Metropolitans are in Cincinnati tonight. And win or lose with them. Oh, no. I mean, listen, sure, you're a Metropolitan fan, possibly so, and you want them to win, but win or lose is really not the issue with them. It's more a matter of good health. Can the Metropolitans get through a game without a strain, without a sprain, without a tear? Without a quad, without a pec, without a hammy, without a pull or a torn ligament or tendon. We have 3 candidates to replace Terry Collins for next year. Now, one, of course, over the course of the last half season or so, we've been floating the name David Wright. And as you know, David had to shut down the rehabbing. You know what I'm saying already with David Wright? I mean, sometime in the offseason, he's probably going to have to come to the conclusion he doesn't want to come to. And if he comes to that that conclusion in the offseason, if not today or tomorrow, I mean, you know he's thinking of it. Everybody else is thinking of him having to hang it up and move forward with the rest of his life in good shape. So one would be for me, David Wright, to be the new manager replacing Terry Collins, if indeed Collins is going to go next year. And he's probably had enough of all of this and will retire if he doesn't get pushed out the door. So number one, to be the new manager of the Metropolitans, I'm voting for David Wright, and I don't care if he has experience or not. I'm voting for him. Get a couple of bench coaches, maybe some former managers to be his bench coach. Listen, if he's not going to be in the lineup, you want him to at least bring out the lineup card from the dugout before the game. Number two would be Dr. Seuss. If he's available, if he's a baseball fan, we'll go for Dr. Seuss. My second choice to be manager of the New York Metropolitans. And number three would be Dr. James Andrews. And if not the manager, certainly the pitching coach to help the pitching staff mechanically so they can start and finish without seeing him in the offseason. Meet the Meds. Meet the Meds. Come on down and greet the Meds. And of late, I was off on vacation last week, like the Mets were for the most part. And what happened last week? We heard about Mets. And then it's the Cuban defector with Cespedes. He's down and out. And then Michael Conforto, I couldn't believe what I was looking at with what caused his problem. He took a swing and will miss the rest of the season. A swing he took. A beautiful swing he took, and there he goes. And only with the Metropolitans do you get exit velocity. Do you get velo as they make their way to the DL?
A clump of gray-white buildings planted deep in the heart of New York, the nerve center of medical progress, where great minds and skilled hands wage man's everlasting battle against death and disease.
Doctors go out every night and every Sunday to answer that emergency call, which otherwise would have cost some already overworked general practitioner his night's sleep.
Guy pulls a hamstring running to first base. Somebody feels like his arm is not up to snuff. Those are two different things.
Now there's Syndergaard holding his arm, and this is the worst case scenario that the Mets feared in sending him to the mound today.
He has gone great. Arms are to feel a lot better than it had been previously, but as far as timetable is, I don't know.
There's no pulse, doctor. There's no blood pressure, doctor.
1-2 to right. And David, it's a double play ball right at Bogart.
If I can do this rehab and put in this time to get back on the field and do what I love doing, then it's well worth it in my mind.
Doctors in all parts are entering the scheme, which is bringing real relief to them for the first time.
Sometimes we feel something and the MRI say another thing, but hopefully it's not a bad. I don't think it's that bad, but we see.
No, Castro was not available to me today.
Well, I wasn't as surprised with Niels. I mean, you go down like that, just the reaction looked like it was somewhat serious. A little more surprised with the severity of Matt's.
We have established the most enormous medical entity ever conceived, and people are sicker than ever.
The overall context of handling the physical conditioning and training and rehab of our players, I think we're on top of that.
Just an unfortunate accident that happened, and we'll just have to wait till 2018.
We cure nothing!
Get them in a room and try to tap into some of their knowledge on how you train baseball players. Not weightlifters, not six-pack wearers, baseball players. It's a joke to watch this happen each and every night.
Sometimes it's out of your control. Sometimes the stuff is just out of your hands. So the goal here is to just stay positive and know that I'll be good to go after this.
Let Steven's elbow feel a lot better next year.
He comes inside and Conforto hurt himself.
And that's bad. That's almost like he cracked his shoulder or something on that swing.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I don't even want to tell you what I'm thinking.
It turns your stomach. Young player was having a tremendous year and making a name for himself to go down like that, and then with that kind of injuries, it's tough to watch.
And now Cespedes is limping into home plate. Now Cespedes is going to have to go back to third. It's only one base on that ball.
I think he's coming out of the game.
I don't believe this.
Here's another non-contact Met injury.
Cespedes strained his right hamstring, similar in location and severity to the one on the left side.
We heal nothing!
Dr. Kildare here is treating us to one of his dramatic finishes.
And so there is one four-letter word that describes 2017 for the kids from Queens. Ouch!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.